is Rob Herzog. Rob, lovely to have you on Biz News Briefing this morning. Before we move on to the rugby story, you know, it reminded me a lot when I was listening both yesterday to the FT and this morning to what Bloomberg is saying about Putin in North Korea, to what Franz Cronier said at one of our conferences with the old socialist or Soviet way was push the bayonet in until you hit steel. And it seems like the West is just a lying mush, but this could be a moment of steel with North Korean troops actually getting involved.
Look, firstly, the North Korean troops have never really been tested in battle. You know, that's a country on the brink of starvation. I'm sure they're sending some of their crap troops. And I actually, in a weird way, think this is a positive thing because it might shake the West off its rather weak and pathetic posture vis-a-vis Ukraine. Whether the North Korean troops can make any difference or not against battle-hardened Ukrainians on behalf of, you know, Russians that are kind of running out of manpower, I don't know. But what it might do is trigger other non-NATO countries into stepping up support for Ukraine. And wouldn't it be nice if South Koreans stepped up on the side of Ukraine? Or more importantly, America and NATO allowed the Ukrainians to hammer targets in Russia using the weaponry that they have. Yeah, and it might trigger that, which would be a good thing. So maybe this is a positive.
Extraordinary world that we live in. That other comment from our headlines about Warren Buffett, who usually backs the Democrat in the presidential election, not doing so with Kamala Harris. Do you read much into that?
I read a lot into that. I think he's saying Kamala Harris is unqualified, incompetent. Her policies are hardcore socialist, and she'd be very bad for the country. Look, nobody likes the character of Donald Trump. You know, he's a narcissist. He's not a person I'd want to have dinner with. But his policies are sound. Whereas Kamala Harris is, you know, has not been proven. She was not elected for this position to run for president. And I think she's very, very bad news. So I think that's the message from the great man in Idaho.
94-year-old Buffett still influencing the world. Rob, you influenced South Africa a lot at the Biz News Conference a few years ago. You shook up business in South Africa and said to them, come on, guys, you know, it's a little bit like the bayonet was being pushed in. It was just mush, and you brought some steel there. But on SA Rugby, you're well connected. We had on one of the Biz News channels, WhatsApp channels, someone saying, why don't you ask Rob Herzog? He knows about private equity. He knows he would give you insights into this Springbok deal that's causing so many people so much heartburn.
So I do have a background in sports, media, private equity, and finance. And I have a mixed, quite a varied career. I worked at Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. I raised a large private equity fund for Africa. I have run, on behalf of Richemont in Italy, what is now Sky Italia, which is a paid television business, where we bought sports rights, we were heavily involved in sports, and I founded Sportal, which is one of my bigger entities that failed, which was in sports rights and media in Europe. And I was the first foreigner to buy a football team in Italy. I don't even follow football. Vicenza Calcio for 2 years, and sold it profitably for Enic. So I know the sports media and private equity world pretty well. And when I was at the rugby in Cape Town, these Americans were sitting behind me and I introduced myself. I'm like, hi, I'm Bill Ackley. I'm Ted Ackley. I'm like, great. What do you do? And they handed me their cards. I looked it up. Ackley Sports Group. Never heard of it. Okay. I'd never heard of it. And I know all the sports media investors. So there's CBC, there's QSI, there's Silver Lake, you know, there's Len Blavatnik of DAZN. I mean, there's big, sophisticated players that have been investing in sports and media for a long time. I'd never heard of Ackley. And the Ackley Sports Group was founded last year. And Ackley Sports Group's sophistication in sports comes from their father, who founded a small sports operation in Seattle. They owned a couple of sports clubs. I'd never heard of the Seattle Krakens until yesterday when I had a look. So these are guys that own sports clubs, and they're private equity investors. So, you know, if you were going to choose a partner for Springbok Rugby, firstly, you have to say to yourself, why do we need a partner? Why do we need money? Once you justify a reason, this is why we need the money, we need to expand the brand, this is the kind of partner we need, then you look around and you say, who are the best partners in the market? And you hire a specialized professional investment banker. You can hire Investec, you can hire RMB, there's some very good people around, or Goldman Sachs, you know, Richard Nodder, South Africans, top four of Goldman Sachs worldwide. And you could even get them to do it for free because it's a national asset. And they value the Springbok brand, SARU, they do the valuation of the commercial entities. And then they say, right, we'd like to find a partner for 20% of this business at this valuation range. That's how you do it. And then you call up the top people and say, would you be interested? And on the basis of one or two people being interested, you begin the negotiation and you end up with a deal that makes sense. This hasn't happened. This is amateurs, absolute amateurs, you know, who've been brought someone on a plate by Eddie Jordan, who I know very well. And let's just ask a question of Eddie's role. Firstly, I've never in my life seen a fee of 10% on a transaction. Never.
Wow.
As a pure introduction, you get 0.5 to 1%. It was a pure introduction. Hi, Saru. Let me introduce you to the Ackleys, great friends of mine, smart guys. I want 0.5%. Maybe I get 1%. If you actually negotiate the deal, and I don't know who he was representing. Was he representing Saru Ackley? Nobody's telling me. Sounds like he was just in the middle. You get maybe 2 to 3 or maybe 4%. And on a massive complicated deal, maybe 5%. Jordan is getting 10%. For what? Who's he representing? That alone makes me think there's something that Saru either amateurs or doing something illegal. It's one of the two. Then you get into the detail, okay? And this is where you sort of say, well, hang on, didn't someone buy into the All Blacks? And you have a look. Silver Lake. Silver Lake did a deal with the All Blacks at a valuation, I think, was $2.4 billion, $3.5 billion New Zealand, okay, for a minority stake. Okay, so keep that number in mind. I know Egon Durban, the chief executive of Silver Lake. Silver Lake is the 11th biggest private equity firm in the world. They've been going for over 25 years. They've done over $100 billion of commitments to companies. They own Madison Square Garden, which is a massive sports enterprise. I think APL in Australia. These are experienced, credible, known people. Ackley Sports Group was founded last year. So you start to think, how the hell did this happen? And then I read a couple of articles yesterday. It said that Saru spoke to CBC, who weren't interested. Well, I can check that because I know the three founders of CBC. I'm going to call them later. Actually, we should just call Eddie Jordan right now online to find out. What was your role, Eddie? Although that would ambush him, and I like him. He's a good guy. This is all the wrong way around, amateur handling, badly constructed. It's a terrible deal. I had a look at it properly yesterday. It's a terrible deal. But the most telling document that everyone should read is this letter from all the unions to Saru detailing what's wrong with the deal. And they did it in a very polite way. You know, doubtful transaction rationale and partner. Well, read between the lines. Why are they doing the deal? You know, commercial revenue growth. Wasserman is already engaged to expand sponsorship and global market access. So why are they getting Ackley in? And on and on and on. Everything is in this letter. This letter is, just read it and you'll get exactly what's wrong with this deal. So congratulations, Gayton McKenzie. Gayton McKenzie called Saru and said, do not do the meeting this week, delay it. Which is exactly what a minister should be doing. It's exactly what the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture should be doing. Having a look and saying, all is not right in the state of Denmark. And it's a quote, by the way, for those who don't know. And all is not right here. We need transparency. We need to have a closer look. And we need to find out what the hell happened and what is going on. Because this is an absolute joke of a deal. I mean, I don't blame Ackley, okay? Good for them. These are smart private equity guys, and they've rolled Saru over. Whoever was negotiating on behalf of Saru is a joke, is an absolute joke. This is an amateur.
There's a wonderful new program on Disney Plus called Rivals, based on a Jilly Cooper book. And there was a quote in one of the episodes that really came to me. These are guys who kind of aren't doing things above board. And the one chap says to the others, it's much better to be perceived as incompetent than as dodgy. Now, in this case, where would your sense be? Because it's either rank incompetence, as you've said, but are the guys who run Saru that incompetent that they can?
Yes, clearly.
They are.
Yes, okay. They are. These are amateurs. You know, I had a look at the CVs of a lot of the Saru people. These are administrators, okay? Even the new independent directors, like one went to Rhodes University, the other went to, I don't know, some other South African university. The one guy's in the granite business. And they said, these are really competent business people. They're not. They're very ordinary business people who've been given the role of independent directors and really haven't a clue what they do, because they should have had the oversight to say, something's wrong, stop. I mean, Saru are administrators, they're not businessmen, and they're certainly not sophisticated financiers. You know, this is a national... Look, do I mind a foreign company coming in and buying minority stake in the Springboks, in Saru, to develop the brand internationally? No, I don't. I think it's a great thing. You know, most of the British Premier League teams are owned by foreigners. You know, it's New Zealand, the All Blacks have allowed Silver Lake to come in. I think it's a good thing. But is Ackerley the right partner? I doubt it. They're much better partners. And they're private equity. They're a private equity firm. They're not a brand building organization. So Saru have messed this up big time. And I think this is chairman and CEO need to be fired at the end of this process. So I don't mind a foreign group coming in, but the terms of the structure have got to be right and the rationale's got to be right. Why are they doing the deal? Do they need the money? If so, what for? List what they're going to use the money for. Okay? Then we all go, fair enough, but let's find the right partner for that. This is not how it's happened.
The Saru board just finally, and let us go along with that process of them being incompetent, have given Zelt Marais a terrible rough ride. He was on our program yesterday saying he's now been suspended for 10 years, or banned rather for 10 years. With that means he cannot be involved in rugby in any way. And all he's done is
be part
of the people who've written that polite letter. Is that your reading of him, or do you think he's also dodgy?
I don't know Zelt, and I listened briefly to the rap yesterday, and I feel sorry for him. You know, they can't fire me. And I tell you what, if you look at the people that signed that letter, there are some very, very powerful, intelligent, honest, decent people on that list. I'll give you some examples. Marco Mazzotti. Marco Mazzotti is a South African, born in KZN, lives in New York. He spent his whole career in New York, and he's the number one lawyer for the private equity business in America. He advises all the big private equity businesses in America. If there's someone that knows a private equity deal, South Africa, and is committed, he's put money, he bought the Sharks, him and Steven Saad and others, and David Berman. You know, they know this stuff inside out, okay? And then you've got Yanni Durant. He is CEO of Remgro. I know him very well. He's a great friend. He's super smart, you know, and he works for Johan Rupert, who's one of the smartest of all. You know, these guys know this stuff. And the letter they've written is bang on the money. I'd recommend, instead of listening to me, read this letter.
It says it all.
Please publish it. So
yeah,
what I would do is, okay, Gayton's done the right thing and stopped the process, okay? They now need to step back, tell us why they need the money, what partner they need, and ask for other bids internationally and locally and handle it properly. And why not call Investec or RMB and say, will you, pro bono, do a valuation analysis and tell us what it's worth? And they'll do it in 48 hours. I can do it in 24 hours. I mean, the time. It's not that hard. But Mark Alexander and his team are definitely incompetent, and definitely amateurs, and they've been rolled over by Eddie Jordan and the Achilles. Plain and
simple. Hope that the assessment that Rob Herzog gives us there about them being incompetent rather than dodgy is accurate. Thanks, Rob, for your insights, and we look forward to getting you back again, as you always are, on these big issues. Happy to help us at BizNews.